This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Glass Slipper Concierge and Tammy Henderson, your direct agent. So if you want to connect with someone, a specific travel agent that knows about this show and likes what we do and wants to connect with listeners, go to her website, which is The World with Tammy. And we'll put it in. If you're on the podcast app, click the screen. You'll see the domain. TheWorldWithTammy.com. Again, you've heard us talk about booking with travel agents before. What I like about this one is you're booking with somebody. You're booking with a human being, a person who's going to connect with you instead of it being, oh, you'll get assigned to somebody, connect with them. That's all good. No, nothing wrong with that. But this one is a very personal experience. And what they really plan to do is make it be a concierge experience.
Yeah, Tammy's a listener of the show.
Yes. Hello, Tammy.
And you can go right now to her website, theworldwithtammy.com. You have the option right there, her phone number's right there on the site. You can click a button, email her, or she has a little blue button there that says, let's get started. And if you want to fill out the form,
what happened?
Or all the information.
Click that, let's get started.
Yeah, you click the button, it takes you to a form, and you can you can give her all your information and let her know, and that way she has all the details.
It's
when
a travel consultation form.
Yes, there you go.
It's like a more fun doctor's office visit.
Would we love the Magical Partners, we really wanted you guys to be able to have a human being that you could contact with, not just a company, but an individual. And Tammy is that individual who will take care of you, walk you through the process. She could book you your Disney cruise or your vacation to Walt Disney World, and she can help make that experience first class and take care of all the details. It's truly a concierge experience.
That's right. So we're proud to have Tammy Henderson, The World with Tammy, with Glass Slipper Concierge, part of our preferred magic providers here on WDW Today. And again, what's our website, Terry?
TheWorldWithTammy.com.
And let her know that you heard about her and her great organization from WDW Today. All right. I think it's going to do it, boys. Now, on with the show.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios. Featuring Len Testa and the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. Now here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, April 26th, and this is episode 1561 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
And I'm Terry Weaver.
And we have a show for you today, and Will is going to, it said in your host, Logan Seculo, but it's just not true.
Yeah, I'm going to drive the ship today.
Oh, captain the ship.
No, drive it.
Drive it.
I drive ships. That's what I do.
If you're looking for a boat captain, that's the one thing you don't want to hear.
Yeah, I'm the driver. This is your driver speaking.
Do they have Uber for boats?
Uber boat? No, don't think so.
They should.
They have Uber helicopter. I've seen that.
I want you to pull me on my water skis across the lake?
No, like transportation.
Or maybe like Uber pontoon?
Well, that is a boat, mm-hmm. So yes.
But that pontoon, I feel like, just doesn't go fast enough. Like, I want an Uber speedboat.
To take you where? Where are you living that this is an
option? I want to go. Like, if I want to go from say, I get picked up at the lake,
uh-huh.
And I want to go to, like, a restaurant on the lake.
On the lake.
Yeah. Hmm.
But if you're,
on the lake,
if
on
you're
the lake.
At that lake already, you probably have that boat.
All right. Well, I'm just giving some options.
All right. So this is your driver speaking.
All right.
I think
something no one ever said.
No.
Your driver speaking.
So in the producers club, we had a nice topic thrown out.
Yes.
The topic was for us to do a budgeting show, essentially. So like plan a trip.
Yeah. Hey, at the producers club, we actually are going to do a show this Friday and pick the next four episodes. So if you want to be part of that, join us on our Patreon. It's at patreon.com/WDW Today. It's $10 a month to be in the producers club. You also get four exclusive episodes just for people in the Patreon account. Plus you get this live show that we do. Let me show a live discussion where we break down the next four episodes very, very casual. It's a fun way to interact more with what we do here.
And so Mike, who is one of the producers in the Producers Club, he had this idea of like, hey, do a budget show. And now when a lot of times when they throw out the topic, it's not like perfectly honed. It's
right.
Like, here's the concept. Here's the meat of it. You guys figured out. So he was like, maybe do two different tiers and just see what you can do, like a lower budget trip and a little bit higher budget trip. So I think the numbers we picked were $2,000 and $5,000.
Which is not a whole lot to work with, actually.
It isn't. They're both actually on the lower end.
Are we considering
I'm going to say airfare is not included.
You can't. Yeah.
Right. So this is just once you're on the ground in Orlando.
Okay.
What you're going to do with these numbers. Now, a lot of my Disney experiences have been...
I have that app.
A lot of my personal experiences with the Walt Disney World Resort in Lake Buena Vista have been either when I lived in Orlando going, or as an adult tagging along with you and your family. And you're the penultimate planner. You're not the ultimate planner. You're the penultimate.
So the one right before.
Yep. And so I just want to use the word penultimate, and I thought I'd throw that out there. Mm-hmm. But you are the planner. You are the one that knows what you're doing. And so most of the time, I just follow your lead. I have either gone for work or with you as an adult, which is basically saying I'm
follow
not
along.
The budgeting aspect
up.
Of
right.
I'm just kind of told here's what we're doing.
Sure.
So I want to get from you two, who both have different experiences planning.
Mine is the penultimate experience.
Yes. And Terry's is
the ultimate experience.
Yeah. I'm going to give Terry the crown. We'll see who's the ultimate.
It's the penultimate dinner. No one wants a painting of the penultimate dinner. Sorry.
I got it. Yeah. All right. So those were kind of the parameters. 2,000, 5,000. So a little leaner trip.
Are you going to be like our mathematician?
I can. I've got some paper.
As someone say, our math magician.
No magic.
It would be kind of fun to be like, here's what we think you can get for $2,000.
Oh yeah, I like
that. Or $5,000, and we look it up. It's like, actually, that'll cost you $18,000 average.
All right. So do you want to start, Logan?
Well, like, are you going to give us, like, proposition us?
Yeah. Well, I'm propositioning you now. What can I get for $2,000?
I have a menu. It starts with a hotel at the Clarion Inn and moves from there.
So, but you have a family, so...
Yeah, are we talking about to my family for $2,000?
No, I'm saying what would you do to go on a trip for $2,000? So, one, are you gonna be sacrificing taking your children? Or is it just going to be you and Riker? What kind of trip for the $2,000 level are you looking at is possible?
Okay, and I would assume you can take the fact that we all have annual passes.
Yes, so we're
going
to
remove personal things, but I have kids, so let's say... For $2,000, I would keep it lean. I would probably take either me and my wife, or me and my son, or me and my two daughters, but not a whole family trip.
Right. That you pretty much cannot do that.
Right. It's just when it comes down, unless you're there for two nights, when it comes to food and tickets, I take my daughters maybe because they're free right now to get in the parks, but we can eliminate that. But let's say park tickets alone for 3 days will cost me, for three of us? Close to $500, probably more than that.
Honestly, at the $2,000 level, you almost have to assume that we already have park tickets. Because can you really take a trip? Can it be done?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
For only $100, we can pick how many days. It's
it doesn't say you have to go for a week. It's like, what kind of trip would you do?
Like, what's the price of a 3-day Magic Your Way ticket right now? Roughly $100 a day, not even?
$59.
All right. Well, that's very specific for probably $359.
That's in that range.
Not $360.
3 day.
Or $350.
$359.95.
Give or take.
Yeah, give or take 5 or 10 cents. We'll find out that because I'd say this. I would say I'd do a three day.
Mm-hmm.
I would stay at a. You know what? I would actually go bold. Go boldly. I would spend the majority of my money on a hotel on the monorail.
Yeah.
So you're talking like $300 and cheapest a night. So it's like $600.
Yeah.
Or up to $900, I'd say. You can get them for $300 to $500 a night.
Yeah.
If you're willing to go studio.
And if it's just two people.
Just two people.
You can make that happen.
You can make it happen. And then, so let's say that's $1,000 or not somewhere $600 to $1,000, then tack on another, couple $100, $300 in park tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what are we at? Like,
so if we say,
let's go on the lower end, we'll say this is not peak season. So
$600 plus two people. That's another $600. You're at $1,200.
It's not for hotel. It's not going to be $600 a person.
No. I'm talking about for, if you get a 3-day pass.
$307 currently is the undercover tourist discounted price.
$600.
Yes. $600 for tickets.
Yes.
$600 per night for the hotel. Or is it 300?
300 and three to three. It goes from 300 to 900 probably during
right. So 600 for hotel.
This is Scott Steiner math.
Yeah. No. So 600 for the
Let's
hotel.
Let's say roughly
$1,200
for the hotel and the park tickets.
Yeah.
All right. So that gives you another $800. $800 to spend on food and whatever. And I would say that I would stick majority of my time on monorail things. So I can cut out rental car. I can cut out buses even. I could just do Epcot, Magic Kingdom. And if I really wanted to, I could bus over to Hollywood Studios, cut out Animal Kingdom completely.
Yeah.
So I don't need a park hopper, just 3 day, Magic Your Way, Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Hollywood Studios.
And so you'd need to do is you need to get an early flight in and a late flight out.
Absolutely. Early flight in, 5 a.m. flight, and leave like the 9 o'clock flight out that night. And
from Nashville right now, this summer, Disney is super generous. You can get on the ground Southwest tickets are like, you're there at 8:50 and your flight doesn't leave till 10:20.
Right. So you can definitely spend a whole day.
On both.
You're going to be exhausted, but you can do it. And this is if I wanted to maximize my dollar. This isn't me trying to take a relaxing vacation. And then, you know, my days are spent in the parks. So for me, the rest of that money is spent majority on, if I spend it all, on food. And I probably would honestly spend my money renting a car or taking a cab or Uber instead of the Magic Express, because that can kill a few hours.
To maximize your time.
Yeah, because I'd want to go boom straight to the park and end up there at night, drop my luggage off maybe at the hotel, and that be it. Or hopefully at this point you're not packing too much. I'd actually probably rent a car. Cut that. I'm not going to rent a car. I'm going to just go do the monorail resorts. See, Uber. This is where it gets interesting. Uber, but I still have to go to the hotel. So I guess Uber, but I'm on the monorail. So Uber to the hotel.
Yeah.
Drop my bags and hightail it to
walk.
Walk
to the Magic.
Well, depending on which hotel. Yeah.
If
I'm on the monorail.
It's a studio, so I'm assuming you're gonna try to Bay Lake Tower if you can.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably preferred with this, but I'd do any of the monorail ones. So just Bay Lake Tower studio can still run you pretty high. So it depends. But then I'd go over, you know, spend my whole day at the Magic Kingdom, take a break, take a nap, and spend my money on mostly at the Magic Kingdom on, I'd say let's do, how much I got left? 600?
Probably. Yeah.
500, 600?
When you take the Uber out. Yeah.
Probably. So I'd say I do $200 a day. That I'd use for in Magic Kingdom, almost all of that would be on stuff, and not on food because the food there is okay.
But you have to eat.
But I would probably spend some of that food at like I do what I actually did when I was there. I would probably do that really early morning, Chef Mickey's, or over at
how much
Crystal,
is that for two people?
Probably $100-something.
Okay.
And that'd be like our signature dining for the trip, and then the rest of the trip, snack here and there, eat. You know, walk up, and I know this isn't the most like scientific version of it, but I'm just saying like what you could actually do. You could actually take a 3 day vacation minus flights.
Yeah.
Honestly, if I had just cut there and said, you know, we're going to do really cheap food or whatever it is, then
you could probably get it for $2,000 with flights.
If you really, I mean, and that's an expensive option. I mean, guys, if you wanted to stay off property at a Master's Inn, like you really just want a bed. You can find Lynn's book. He has all like the best of the worst hotels.
You're talking $50. Maximizing your time.
Right. So that's what I'm doing too. So that's why I put us on the monorail, which is the most expensive option. But if not, I would put us like at a pop or something like that.
Which you could probably get an extra day out of it. Maybe.
Absolutely.
You could shuffle, maybe do a 4 day, 3 night.
Yeah, you could.
If you stayed at a lower priced hotel, maybe added a rental car or something like that.
So I'd do Magic Kingdom full day. Epcot, mostly full day, half day at studios. Actually, I'd flip it because I'm with my son. I would do full day Magic Kingdom, full day studios, which I know is crazy. But with all the Star Wars stuff and all the stuff you can do with kids, it's probably a better option for me with my son. And then I would go over and spend a half day in Epcot. I'd flip those two depending on who was with me. So if it was me and my wife, we do a day at Epcot. If it was me and my son, we did some with my daughters, probably do Epcot still. So, or maybe not because of Disney Junior stuff. So with kids, I'd still do Hollywood Studios. But and then dining wise, first day Magic Kingdom, I wouldn't eat at any sit down restaurants, you know, Pecos Bills, those kind of things. some egg rolls and some Mickey bars, and I'd keep it pretty lean on what I ate. Epcot or Hollywood Studios, same deal. Not really worth the money for most of those restaurants if you're on this tight of a budget to do anything. I mean, those restaurants, they are all just fine. There's nothing outstanding. And then maybe splurge a little bit at Epcot and book at a somewhat nice restaurant if you have the time. But even then, you can most likely it's during a festival. You can snack on some things and get out of there for, you know, $30 a person probably.
Yeah.
Maybe 50.
Cool. Terry, what would you do differently?
I feel like I should be able to book the vacation I would book. And because we're DVC, I would probably use my points for the room because I have the points, which is why I invested in DVC.
So Terry is only helpful for the DVC members.
Well, because I went ahead and made that investment years ago, knowing that I wanted to be able to have the ability to go. And for us, we rarely spend $2,000 when we go, including flights, rent a car, all of those things.
Really?
That's
crazy.
Because our room's taken care of.
I know. I'm just thinking, okay, that's true. So flights are averaging what for you then?
You know, I just bought two flights to Orlando.
300 piece round trip?
149 both each way.
So right around.
No, 149 for each of our tickets. So 300 total in airplane tickets.
Round trip?
Round trip.
Jeez.
My SUV for 9 days was 137 with Hertz, like a full-size SUV.
Total?
Total.
For 9 days?
Yep.
I don't believe you.
Hertz
Club Gold. Points?
Nope, no points. Paid for it. I mean, I'm going to pay for it.
So you get $67 flights each way?
They're cheap right now to Orlando.
Jeez.
And you had a 9-day rental
and
for
79.
How much?
Here, I'll pull it up.
How much was your Hertz rental?
$149
divided by 9. So you had a $1,650 a day.
Those do appear.
Not for a full-size SUV.
And not usually with all those crazy fees. But we're not saying you're wrong.
Calling shenanigans.
I'm just curious. I'm wondering how Terry's got the
hook up. Yeah, we just need to walk away.
But I'm also, you know, I'm using AAA code to get that price.
What else would you?
We would stay, you know, on our points. And if we had to buy, you know, if we had to buy tickets, even though we have annual passes, say we spent $600 on tickets. Because, you know, a 4-day pass would be that. So we'd stay 4 or 5 nights, which is what we kind of do. We tend to try to go to save our points. We typically don't want to be there on the weekend because it's more crowded. We'll come in on Sunday night and leave on Thursday if we can.
Yeah. And Terry is right. I looked up Southwest around that time period in June. It's $80 each way. It's pretty crazy.
Good deal.
And the thing with all of these deals when it comes to travel, I would say this. Always watch. I kind of have a rule when I book a trip, I will book the rent-a-car then, like as soon as I book it, and then right before I travel, I'll go back.
Yeah, a lot of times you can save a ton.
You can save a ton. And so, but I also, you know, I've spent a lot of
flights, it's like the opposite.
Yeah, right. I've spent a lot of my life traveling, so I've kind of learned how to watch the trends and know when to book and know when to, you know, when to stay. I mean, we would, if I had a choice of anywhere to stay, I would, Boardwalk is one of my favorites. I'd probably stay at Boardwalk. That way you can go to the studios. You can walk to Epcot.
Yeah, that's a good call.
I think that's it's a great point value. You could stay there if you're a DVC member for 9 points. Or, you know, this option is available to people who want to rent points. You know, you're still, if you're renting these points, it's still a pretty cheap way to get in and get the same savings.
How much is a hotel going to run you if you're renting the points?
So... $13 times 9. What is that? My stupid iPhone just froze up.
117. So you're looking at times 4 nights, about $470 per hotel.
I mean, and that's for a studio at Boardwalk, which is, I mean, walking distance to 2 parks, which is fantastic.
Yeah, I would say in a similar vein. I may even change mine to Terry's because I like his.
Yeah, it's not a bad deal.
No, in the same vein of I'd want to be as close to the parks as possible.
Yeah, and I love the Boardwalk area resorts for that reason.
There's a lot to do also at those resorts.
Right.
In the evenings after the parks are closed, you know, you don't necessarily have to spend too much money. You can just go walk around on the Boardwalk. Is cool. There's also good restaurants, good food, stuff like that. I like that idea.
You know, we typically, when we go, if we go for 5 days, we are not getting up at 8 o'clock in the morning and rope dropping. Our first activity is typically at 11:30 lunch. We will leisurely make our way into the parks. We've sort of changed our touring plans based on FastPass Plus.
Yeah.
Because that strategy doesn't work quite as well, which is one of the downsides, in my opinion, of FastPass Plus. And then, you know, we'll dine like we normally do. Like I said, we rarely spend $2,000 on a Orlando trip. And that, you know, people question, you know, DVC, it's a big investment in the front. Sure it is. But to know that you have the ability to take that kind of trip whenever you know, if you plan a little bit ahead.
Well, what's your monthly DVC, roughly?
If you're at Saratoga, mm-hmm. and you bought the loan, you're about $300 a month.
Okay, so we can almost kind of sort of add that into your trip in some ways, because like you are paying
right
something around that time for your vacation.
Right. Or you did at one point.
Okay, because you're done.
Done. I still pay my dues, but...
I pay my dues time after time. Disney Vacation Club taking all of me.
All of my dime. None.
Money.
Yes, I mean, I think for $2,000.
I put a sticker on my car.
It's not even a sticker, it's a magnet.
It's not even a sticker, it's a magnet. I just got my annual pass holder sticker or magnet. It's pretty awesome looking. Yeah. Big old one.
Yeah. As soon as you take your car anywhere near where there's Disney fans, the magnet will go away. But I don't see you put the magnet on. Yeah, people steal the magnets.
See, I always see, this is how pompous I am. Sometimes I see like the people out in the real world here in Nashville that have them, and I'm like, I bet they know who I am.
I'm leaving that in.
If you can't tell, I'm laughing, but. It's kind of also true. Okay. Now we're going to 5,000?
Yeah. So I'm going to recap this for everyone, though. Terry, he's basically saying...
How many days was Terry going?
Four.
4 days.
4 or 5 days.
Yeah. Terry gives no specific answers. 4 or 5 days. You know, it's around 569-ish, give or take.
Okay. It's okay. We didn't have much time.
Terry says does about a 4 day. He suggests renting points if you're not a DVC member, but he is a DVC member, so he will not be renting points. But he thinks you can get a good boardwalk hotel for around a little under $500 if you rent the points for a studio. And then Logan basically says do a 2-night, 3-day, get a studio on the monorail. You're looking around $600 to $900 for hotel, $600 for park tickets. He suggests using Uber to get to your hotel, drop your bags off.
Maximize time.
Right. And he does full day Magic Kingdom, full day studios, half day Epcot.
And that flops depending on if I'm with a kid or my wife.
Right.
All right.
So now we go to the 5K.
This I'm not running
big
no 5K. I do have to give a shout out to Lightem and Hyde, which is another Disney podcast. He posted a thing that's like, I'm doing the Run Universal 10K. And he's like, it's just you with a treadmill with a screen in front of it. I'm like, that's hysterical.
That's funny.
So good on you, Lightem.
Yep.
He came out to DLP Fest, so.
But you get to wear 3D glasses, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so now we're gonna start with Terry this time.
Okay.
So, Terry.
So, if I know we're going to spend 5 Gs.
Yeah, you're going all.
I'm landing C in this joker.
Is that an option?
There was no non-rules that said we couldn't.
There are no rules.
This is not nom, Donnie. No rules.
Yeah.
I would probably land and see it. We would probably do like a 5-day cruise and then do, you know, 2 or 3 days in the parks.
How much is a 5-day cruise going to cost for two people?
For two people, depending on the time of the year you go.
And your stateroom, obviously.
Your stateroom, right, would be...
Depending on your level of stateroom.
Like, we get a balcony, so a balcony for a 5-day cruise. And if you're trying to go, like, during spring break or Christmas, like, there was some Facebook group that they put the Walt Suite for the week of Thanksgiving, and people were like, it's $22,000.
It was more than that, I looked.
Yeah, well, let's...
26, I think. 20.
It was like $22,000 or something for the week of Christmas cruise. I don't know how big their family was, but...
Oh, that's true. I forgot it.
It depends on, you know, it kind
of changes. I forgot it goes up. It's like the opposite of when you stay because of the food and everything.
Food, yeah. But we normally do a balcony, and you know, we've paid anywhere between for a 5 day is anywhere between probably $1,200 depending on the total.
Okay, that's what I'm asking, Terry. The concept of budgeting is give me a number.
Well, it depends on when you.
Right, I know.
All
I'm
of these are varied by the time.
When
of the
would
year
you do it though? Because this is they were asking we your probably, advice of when you would.
I would
plan.
Go if I was going to try to be cost savings.
You don't have to. You can blow this $5,000.
Yeah, you have to hit the $5,000.
But if I was going to try to make the most of my $5,000, I would either go in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, or I would go in like February before spring break gets started.
And how much are you going to spend on either of those times?
I would probably say both of those times for a 5-night cruise, if it's offered, will probably, let's just say $1,800.
Total, for two
total.
People.
And then I would probably spend some money on excursions and drinks and tips. So let's just say another $500 on excursions and drinks, tips.
Fees.
You know.
So you're at $2,300 on the cruise. So you've spent almost half.
Yeah.
Now what do you do?
We're on the cruise. The wife is going to want a couple of Pandora charms. And we're going to
so Terry's
going to buy some
making this extremely personal.
Now you're wanting it specific. We're going to bring home a few bottles of something from the Caribbean, you know. So we'll spend, you know, let's say another $500 on souvenirs.
So you're now at $2,800,
which, you know, we're going to get to the parks and we will probably stay in a very nice resort. We typically would do before or after a cruise, we would do like a studio or a one bedroom at the Grand Floridian or a studio at the Poly. And then we would just kind of hit those things in the park that we like our favorite things in our favorite restaurants. We would probably include dinner at.
Well, how much of the hotel is going to cost now? Because I'm adding it. You spent $2,800.
So if I'm doing if we're going to do the DVC, if we're going to cash out my DVC points, basically double what you did for Boardwalk. So we're looking at like 18 points a night instead of, so, you know, 18 times 13, whatever. Per night, whatever that comes out to be.
18 times $13 times how many nights?
3 nights.
I agree with you. So you're at $700 on hotel.
$700 on hotel.
That's how I sounded too, so don't worry. I'm not snoring at you. I'm snoring at
this show.
I'm snoring at this show collectively.
You have $1,500
but this is what people
want
to know from us. People have asked us this question, and we're trying to answer it.
You have 15,
one guy asked us this.
And you're talking about Pandora charms.
You can you get a Pandora charm in Pandora?
Yeah, and I probably, you know, we would spend the rest on obviously whatever park ticket we'd have to have, or you could say half of our annual pass or one of our annual passes, and you know whatever we would spend on food and drink in the parks, souvenirs.
Okay, so you think the rest you can cover it for $1,500?
Yeah, easily.
Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough.
And that's a fantastic trip.
I cannot do that with my family.
Right. Most people can't. That's $5,000.
$5,000. Well, the thing is, $5,000 would do me almost no good on the cruise with five of us.
Right.
And honestly, I'd probably want someone on the cruise with me to also assist with my kids.
So you could have
fun. Because they're so little. So I would probably want, I mean, I can't even imagine getting through that big room you go to check in with the five of us, like without someone, like at least another set of adult hands. Because it would just be nuts. So that's not in the cards for us right now.
You're a couple of years away from that being a little more management.
Yeah, but so I don't even. We almost went on a cruise recently and almost did it, and I would have been interested.
Also, when you have children a cruise and 5, then 000. A land vacation, yeah. That's too long away with children like that.
Probably. And it was over 5,000 for a 3-night.
I'm not even saying price. I'm just saying. That's too long to be away. Yeah. Like, the kids will be taking
me
home.
A week is not bad.
Well, that Terry did a 5-night and then a 4-day. That's 2 weeks.
Tonight. We were just in Disney World in Orlando for 8 days or 7 nights. So, I mean, it wasn't that bad. I would spend my money on a vacation home instead of staying on property.
Mm-hmm.
So that would take me at, I could probably get I can get those high-end crazy vacation homes. You can get those for $700-$800 a night. Remember, those sleep like 30 people.
Right.
So I'm going to go now like the more like middle of the road ones.
Yeah.
The 90s crazy ones. So those only like run about $200 a night.
And how many nights do you think you'll stay?
Let's say we'll stay for, let's say we go up to the $300 a night.
Uh-huh.
which are like the sort of middle of the road reunion ones, or some of the ones that are in the Windsor Hills areas, still over in the same areas. Let's run those we'll do it for 5 nights.
Okay, so you're at $1,500.
All right, so here's my love with that is, obviously I have a lot of stuff built in. I have my pool, I got the movie theater, so we can spend more time at home and enjoy the resorts that are there. And then I would do...
In fact, I will say this, based on going with and staying with your family on those trips, I feel like we don't spend enough time at the house because the house brings so much.
Yeah, this last trip we spent a lot of time at the house. Like, it was like I went to the Magic Kingdom once.
Because the house is just great.
Yeah. Now, I don't encourage that, but like, that's what happened. My wife went a couple more times, but I went a week. We just go into one Disney park. I did go to Legoland and go to Holy Land.
And you also WrestleMania'd.
I was also there for other reasons. Still, it's a great experience. So those, and I'm not going to go with the high end houses because the high end houses will price you out of that $5,000 pretty quick. That would be like 3 nights, and some of the nicer ones, or maybe 5 nights. We get a lot of fees and stuff on those things.
Cleaning fees.
Yeah, there's always a lot, and renting strollers and renting, with no offense, Kingdom strollers, because I got to rent you, which is about $75 probably if you rent strollers. So you can throw those on there. Maybe let's say $100. We'll round up because I got to have two strollers at least. Mm-hmm. So two strollers.
I get that City Mini Deluxe.
Yeah. I got to have, I'll rent a car and minivan, and that's going to run me probably.
$30 for like 7 days.
It will probably run me at least probably $50 to $100 a day.
Yeah.
I would say, depending on how far I book out. So let's say that's another $500 for that. I don't know where I'm at math-wise, but.
You are at strollers, car. You're at $2,100.
Okay. And then I would probably do a, if Terry got his DVC, do I get my annual pass? No. So 4 nights, I would do a 4-day park ticket, Magic Your Way.
For how many people?
For everybody, but the girls don't pay.
So 3 people.
So 3 people.
$400 a pop-ish.
Okay. So we're running pretty tight now, right?
Yeah, so that's another $1,200. So you're at...
$5,000 didn't go very far for me.
Plus... You're at $3,300.
All right, so...
You still have another $1,700.
I would spend a lot of that rest of it on dining.
Mm-hmm.
I do some really high dining, so I do, your La Cellier's. I do a meal at... do a couple of character meals, which can be expensive.
Kids, yeah.
And maybe a dessert party. I'd probably throw in there a Star Wars Galactic Dessert Party.
So the majority of your $1,700 is getting eaten up by that, probably.
Eaten up. Zing! And then the rest for, like, stuff. Toys. Because I can't leave there with the kids without a bucket full of toys.
I feel like whenever you plan your trips, there's a Star Wars toy release that happens when you're there.
Well, yeah.
Because every last couple of times we've been there, there's been a...
Yeah, me and my boy run up to Target and we Star Wars shop. So
yeah.
I think that's
pretty good.
Mine actually is weird. Like, that's a weird number for me because 2,000, I can, like, let's go super lean. 5,000, and super lean has to be without my whole family. 5,000, right. I feel like I need to bring my whole family, but it starts to...
Get more difficult.
But
that's a pretty good thing if you do use the vacation home, because also you know you can relax, you can spend some time there.
Yeah, that's mainly what that is. I don't have to. I could even cut that down to 3 days in the park. And I'm, because truth be told, I'm not. I'm gonna take the kids to Animal Kingdom this time. We'll see how it is. But I would probably cut one of the parks each trip. I don't have to go to all 4 parks each trip. That's never been something I care about.
Epcot with the younger kids is less doable.
Good characters, and there's the Frozen stuff. That's kind of it. And my son is kind of in that age where he's kind of scared of certain attractions, so it kind of rules out a big portion of the parks in general. So maybe that's not why we're super pushed to go to the parks, because we know it's going to be, all right, let's wait. And he freaks out.
Yeah.
And can't get on. So, and which I did too, so I can't, like, not like mad at him. That's exactly what I did as a kid.
That's growing up.
That's being a kid. You start to realize, like, fear. And I would particularly do this... Okay, here's a swerve. I do this over like a Halloween season, so I could slip away one of those nights and spend my $100 ticket and go to Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe $200 and join a tour. So there you go.
Perfect.
I feel like that's about right.
Yeah, I think you did.
It's
both
a weird
a good
spot
job.
Because again, like if we were gonna have to do planes, like I couldn't do it.
Right.
Like unless even if I had Terry's $80 each way.
Well, the girls are still free at that point.
Yeah, but they're free, but they're almost by next October they'll need a seat.
Yeah.
They will not want to sit in my lap when they were 2 years old.
Right.
So my assumption is we're getting close. Riker had already, at this point, was already sitting in his lap, but he was a much bigger kid than the girls. He's like, if the two of them were just smushed together.
And that's, it's tough having three little ones with just two parents on a plane.
Yeah, and I don't see us driving.
Also tough.
I need to just do it. So here's what I'm going to say, guys. I would like $2,000 and $5,000. If you send those to me, I'll plan a vacation and I'll report back to you on how it was.
Sound good? Can't do it.
We just need like 800 more people to join our Patreon group. And we'll do it. That'll be one of the goals. One of the goals is when we hit 5, 10, 15, 20,
send Logan 22, to 20,
we hit $24,000 a month, then we'll all three take those trips.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, so guys, it's in your court now.
It's up to you.
How do you guys feel about Club 33? That's something that's going to be...
Yeah. I thought we already talked about that.
Did we already?
Yes, we did last week.
Okay, never mind then. Sorry. I thought $5,000. My mind went to thousands of dollars, which went to Club 33.
Club 23 joining.
Club 23.
Not as good.
Not as good.
It's discounted resort. We're going to open that. It's actually just our Patreon group.
It's Club 23.
Mm-hmm. Which is Michael Jordan themed. Or LeBron. Or D23, I forgot.
No.
You going to D23?
I don't think so.
Oh, that was a scowl. I don't think so.
Well, it's just...
Terry doesn't like Disney.
No, I love D23, but it's just... What I don't love is massive crowds and lines that you have to sleep out.
Sorry.
No, like...
What do I not like?
Disney.
Massive crowds and lines.
Well, no, but I also don't go...
One place you go there every day.
No, I also don't go to Disney when I know that it's super crowded. Yeah, I intentionally travel around that if I can.
Yeah, I did the same thing this year. I would have gone to Star Wars Celebration in a heartbeat this year, but because it clearly became not what it used to be with the new trilogies, then it would be miserable, and I feel the same way probably with D23.
I watched the people getting in line literally at 11 o'clock the night before for...
They got at 5 o'clock two nights before in PM, and they gave out
for a session that started at 11 the next morning.
Yeah, you weren't given a pass. So you weren't there all night, but you were there a long time.
Yeah,
and you'd get in line.
I feel like that's something that I would
meet. You got to meet the director of The Last Jedi.
I feel like, you know, waiting in line for that is something at 21 that would have sounded like a great time, but now adding 20 years on top of that for me, it just no longer sounds like a great time.
Yeah, I've kind of grown out of the convention culture a little bit myself, too. I like going to the smaller little cons with my son and walking around, looking at the booths. But I do hope our film makes it into San Diego, because I would like to experience that just as a check that off the list.
To say you had a film make it to their film festival? Yeah.
Not even that. No, I'd just never been. I would like to see it. But I'm almost – my fandom level has changed a little bit. And the internet's changed that so much, too. You know, it's – I would have loved to have seen Harrison Ford, but that was really the only person in that room other than the new actors that I've never seen.
I mean, the other thing with these festivals now and these cons is you can half the time live stream it or see it the next day.
Right. So that's the thing.
That's the flip side of it.
And maybe just my fandom has weakened over the last couple of years to where I just don't know if I care as much. Like, I look at WrestleMania because I just did that, and that's a very similar situation, tons of people. But it's all culminating to like one guaranteed, unless you're me, seat at the big event. Like, I knew when I booked my trip to WrestleMania, I was going to see the main show. You go to D23, you may not go be in the room for the big panel. You may not make it. And a lot of people don't make it. A lot of people can't make it unless you're doing the camping and all that. And I'm not really willing to commit that yet. I would be interested in going, though. At some point again. I've been once before.
If Disney sends us press passes and we have guaranteed seats.
Yeah. Well, they usually don't. Usually if you have press passes, you usually get in the satellite rooms.
Ugh.
I know all the Star Wars people got in satellite rooms. They were complaining, and I have to say, you Disney bloggers, don't complain. You got put in the satellite room because you're press. All you have to do is see it and report it. You don't have to be in the room with the people. That's why the fans are there.
One more thought as we close.
Too many thoughts.
One more thought as we close this up. They did just release free dining. So if you're listening to this show and going, man, I don't see how my family could go on the trip, there is the opportunity for free dining. I'm seeing...
Isn't it... I feel like there's some weird things this year in free dining.
There's some dates, but there are definitely some opportunities. I'm seeing travel agents posting after every time they call Disney and wait on hold and how much they're saving their clients today. So I'm seeing people saving their clients $300 to... I just saw someone post $5,700 that they saved their clients.
All right. Be careful with your free dining. You never know. It can go either way. So work with your travel agent or work with yourself. Look into it, because free dining historically can be cool,
It says free in it.
But you sometimes are paying.
You know, yeah, you have to know what you're...
You're paying rack rates, your hotels, your, you know, look at the math, like we didn't do today. Look at the math and break it down fully, because sometimes it doesn't make any sense. And with free dining, also, there are sometimes some pretty significant exclusions to that. So if you just want to eat for free and you don't really care, it's a good option. But so take a look, really dive deep on that. We can probably do a whole episode just on that. But again, it's sort of like the dining plan. Like there are positives and negatives to it. Work with your travel agent to do that. All right, let's head over to our friend Lynn Testo with some listener questions. We'll be right back. All right, I want to take a quick break and talk to you. One of the last chances you guys can book on the Pod Cruise. If you want to be a part of an awesome experience, it's a 3-night cruise on the Norwegian Epic, and it sounds less epic than it is. You guys need to look up this ship. It's awesome. Podcruise.com. It'll show you all the pictures of it, all the great stuff. We have a really awesome deal for WW Today listeners, and you'll join us. You'll join the Scare Zone listeners. You're going to join the podcast listeners, BLT. All of us are going to be there having fun and partying on the ship and enjoying 3 nights. All inclusive. That includes your alcohol. So again, that's a pretty awesome deal. And you can find that at podcruise.com. We're about to have to close our group. So if you want in with this deal, which is currently, I mean, you could get in for about $500 a person, I think, right now, with including all your drinks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a pretty sweet deal.
Not bad.
Not bad. And it's leaving out Port Canaveral. So the Orlando area, so you can come in, enjoy Walt Disney World, whatever you want to do, and then hop on over and have some fun with us out on the open seas. We're doing live podcast meetups, watching movies, having beverages, enjoying fine dining. It literally is kind of like we said, it's kind of like Epcot on a ship, because there's a Japanese restaurant, there's an Irish pub, there's all these different things. So it's a blast. We're going to have a great time. Podcruise.com. And now, on with listener questions with Lynn.
It's time for listener questions with Lynn.
Okay, here's one a lot of people actually ask. Gilbert said, any tips on how to get a reservation for Chef's Table at Victoria and Albert's? Tried for my 25th anniversary and failed. We'll be trying again for my 30th this year.
Oh, wait list.
Yes.
Get on the wait list. So, yeah, anytime you're traveling to Florida and you think you want to go to Victoria and Albert's, always bring a jacket.
A sports jacket, not a hoodie.
Yeah,
just in case.
Just in case. I've been able to do that, like get in with 1 day's notice.
Awesome.
When somebody, yeah.
I need to do that. I haven't actually never done the chef's table, so I need to. But that needs to be on my list.
Like a tasting menu. What do you get at the chef's table?
Whatever, it's a tasting menu. 10 courses, but they will. You don't change it to anything. If you say, you know, you only like mushrooms, your 10 courses will be mushroom based, and you know, they'll work their favorites into whatever you want to do.
I saw the flaming lips last week and I had a similar experience.
I know, I'm glad you say that.
Yeah.
Here's a fun one. I'm just going to take this one, even though you guys are going to take it. This is from Sam. We could probably all weigh in on this one. As someone moving to Orlando, Wawa Hoagie or Public Sub?
Public Sub? Are you kidding me? Wawa Hoagie?
People like the Wawa Hokies.
No.
Mm-mm. I can't.
Public Sub, bar none. But if you're moving to Orlando, Miami Subs.
Oh, still there?
I love Miami Subs.
Lynn?
I kind of like Publix. I'm there like 3 times a week. So
yeah, Publix, you're at a grocery store.
There's still something about the Wawa
I'm eating at a gas station that I can't get over.
We have Publix here in Nashville, and I frequently order on the app and go and pick one up. So I'm a frequenter of the Publix Sub.
Yeah, the Pub Sub, top notch. All right.
Wawa Huggy.
Blah. No. Huggy, by the way, is what you call that.
That's a diaper.
That's what they call it.
That's Wawa Huggy.
Oh, that's gross.
What you get after you eat the Wawa.
I got there. I do feel like, though, I do hear a lot of praise for the Wawa Hokies, but
7-Eleven's got some good gas station food. They have a good Cuban sandwich and a pizza sub that you put in the little sandwich press.
When we bought the pizza from the gas station.
We did.
The guy got mad.
Had a guy get real mad at us in Franklin, Kentucky, for buying a whole gas station pizza that he had just baked, because that meant he was going to have to bake another one so people could buy it by the slice.
Now I got to go buy and make another one. It's like, you sell them.
I'm so sorry that we bought all at once the thing you were trying to sell individually.
I don't think he makes commission off the slices.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't think. He made some poor life choices.
Well, he's working at the Flying J.
In
Franklin, Kentucky. Yeah.
Which,
right next to the crappy casino.
Where you can still smoke inside. It's great. It's delicious. Thanks.
The Oasis Grill.
Love you, all you Kentucky listeners. Hey, Ron Havens lives in Franklin, Kentucky. So
does he really?
Yeah, he does.
I go there.
Yeah, I frequent there a lot.
Pass through it.
A lot. Maybe a
cheapest gas.
You know, it's not. I got price gouged again at that old one by the airport.
Ooh.
At the Orlando airport. You know what I'm talking about? It was the one that was, I tweeted it. It was $10 a gallon. For the longest time.
Yeah.
Wow. They now, it's $6 a gallon or $5.95. Yeah. I mean, it's tough. But here, a problem I had was we were running late. My son had a bathroom emergency. I had to get gas anyway. So it only needed like
old Wawa
three or four gallons. So I was like, oh, fine. It was like $40. It was something crazy.
I think it was like $75. You took a picture of it.
That was for a full tank of gas that time. But yes. But like when we theoretically, that's because someone didn't stop the pump when I told them we didn't need to refill the whole thing. But it's okay. That happens.
Right. Why?
Why he's pumping the gas?
Yeah. No, he's too young.
All right. Go ahead. Let's get another question.
Where? All right. Julie Long says, my family of four has fast passes for Space Mountain as our third fast pass at midday, but I'm not sure I want to ride it. Can I switch my fast pass to another ride and then as soon as they're done, add them to my fast pass? Thanks so much.
I'm not sure I'm fully following.
Wait, say it again.
You can change your just specific family members' fast passes. Yes,
that's what she's asking.
Yes, that you can do.
I think,
and then I think she wants to make sure.
Oh, they can ride on her third fast pass.
No, I think what she wants to do is when it's time for Space Mountain, she wants to go do something else. She wants to make sure that after that, for the Rolling Fourth and beyond, that they can still continue to do that.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would just book something as close as you can.
See, part of me feels, though, it's different. Part of me reads that as, can I switch my fast pass to another ride, and then as soon as they're done, add them to my fast pass? Meaning, can she then add them to her third fast pass for their Rolling Fourth?
Probably not. I mean, based on
it depends if it's available, right?
Then? Yeah.
Do you even understand what we're saying?
It's very confusing.
I'm going to go with yes.
I don't get it. Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah.
Julie, try it. Let us know.
Depending on which way you go about this, either yes or if it's available. And I think that's the answer. But you will always be able to book with your friends and family together. Whether you can add them to your fast pass will just be based on availability. But always keep checking. Check throughout the day. I've almost been able to get on every attraction I've wanted to within an hour, except for maybe, let's say, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Usually
they continually check. Because people release them
all the time,
constantly. So even if, like, you think...
Same with restaurants.
Yep, absolutely.
I mean, I've pretty much gotten into everywhere I've ever wanted to eat within a week or less of booking, sometimes within a day. I always check that 24 hours before. My wife and I ate California Grill. We ate Chef Mickey's. All of that with booking a day before. Always keep checking. Just because you see it's sold out then, don't just assume.
Don't give up.
California Grill had a pretty good experience. Great food.
Yeah, what did you eat?
Bone marrow.
Mm, nice.
Back on the menu?
Back on the menu. Delicious. My favorite part of the meal. I can't remember what I had for my entree.
Chilled monkey brains.
No, what did I have?
Well, Indiana Jones reference.
I got it. I don't remember what I had. I do feel like it needs a refurb after the refurb. Like, it's looking a little...
Really?
Like, I don't know what it was. Like, I'd been, like, a couple weeks after they refurbed it, and I'd not been since. It's been about 4 years. There's something about the furniture in it that's looking a little...
It gets so much sun. I mean,
it's just looking washed out. It's looking beat up. Like it's starting to look kind of hotel lobby-ish. It needs
which hotel though? Like Best Western?
No, like a good hotel, but like it just looks used. It looks very used. And the food was fantastic. We had a great meal, but I can't remember what the course I had for my entree. That's my wife, because we had to wait about 30 minutes for our table. So that may have been the reason why. Even though we had reservations, but you know, whatever. But it was a good experience. I think my wife, who had not been since the refurb, was expecting a huge change. It was like, kind of like, okay, that's fine. All right, that's going to do it for today's show. Thanks to our sponsor, Glass Slipper Concierge, and specifically Tammy Henderson. You can go to her website again at theworldwithtammy.com. That's Tammy with a Y, TAMMY.com. And also book on the Pod Cruise. So if you want to join us, podcruise.com. Join me, Terry, Will, the Grease from the podcast, which you want to hear. You want to party with the Grease.
You have never had quite an experience like him in your life.
Bart Scott, who you know from Ears of Steel and also from my podcast with him, BLT, and also from Drunk on Disney, if you listen to that podcast as well. He's going to be out there. And a lot of other friends. Chris Ripley from Scare Zone.
A lot of dad bods on this boat.
Except for if Scotty Too Hot, he goes with us, Scott Garland. He'll shame
us
all.
That's a real bod.
He will. No one will take their shirt off.
Grease wants to sponsor the belly flop contest. Is that a thing? Are there belly flop contests on the cruise ship?
I don't know about on the Norwegian Epic. I feel like it's too nice.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
But Grease will start his own. He gets. No one tells Grease what to do. No one puts Grease in a corner.
I do. I tell Grease, shut up, Grease.
You edit him out. All right.
That's right.
That's going to do it for today's show. I'm Logan Sekulow.
I'm Will Haynes.
And I'm Terry Weaver.
And we'll see you, this weekend in the Producers Club. So join us if you're going to be there. If not, we'll see you next Wednesday.